Arizona is having a hard time keeping Latino students in high school. Only 6 out of 10 graduate compared to 8 out of 10 of their white classmates. Also, the number of trained interpreters and translators is not keeping up with the booming Spanish-speaking population. A project starting in Tucson schools might have the solution to both problems, as Laura Bellows reports.
Though former salsa sensation Oscar de Leon may never know it, he's got a different job now. In Ms. Carrillo's 8th grade advanced Spanish class, his old videos help teach students to be interpreters. Ms. Carrillo is getting her kids ready to role play a celebrity interview with De Leon.
How was it that Cuban music influenced you so much?
¿Cómo fue que la música cubana lo influenció mucho?
Desde niño escuchaba eso.
One student plays De Leon, another the interviewer, and the third is the interpreter. These students are part of a new program in 9 Tucson middle and high schools this year. Administrators hope they're also the beginning of the solution for 2 significant problems in the state: keeping Latino kids in school and finding a new crop of interpreters and translators to fill jobs at hospitals, courts, and schools.
You know, what I was most concerned about was students not moving from secondary education to higher education.
Roseanne Duenas-Gonzalez is the director of the National Center for Interpretation at the University of Arizona. She's also an expert on bilingual education. Over the last 20 years, she's seen English as a second language programs cut and graduation rates for Latinos drop. She thinks that's not a coincidence.
We felt that the educational system was not really valuing what students brought with them from their home, their cultural knowledge, their linguistic knowledge.
So Duenas-Gonzalez designed a curriculum to exploit that knowledge. It's a course that teaches bilingual kids the basics of translation and interpretation. For students like Nadia Orozco, it's a familiar skill.
I've done it my whole life. My grandparents don't really speak English, so sometimes I had to, you know, translate or interpret what they would say to my other cousins and stuff.
But for many of the students, actually studying something they learned intuitively is harder than they thought.
One of the comments that you often hear from them is, "Oh, I already speak Spanish. I don't need to take classes anymore."
That's Juan Rojas, a high school administrator.
Then when they do the first exercises, they realize what an entirely new skill they're learning. And so it's an eye-opener for them, too. Most of them, high percentage of them, really enjoy it and can start considering that as a career.
Even after a few weeks of classes, 8th grader Adrian Lugo is thinking of work as an interpreter. He says he grew up with Spanish as his first language, but never saw being bilingual as a plus, except when it came time for report cards.
They had my report on my behavior, and I was doing very bad. Then suddenly I just told my dad I was a good kid, I was doing my work and keeping the good job in school.
But now Adrian promises he's a changed man. He and his fellow students take what they're doing seriously, and a lot of them see it as a way to help their communities. That's the case for Nadia Orozco.
I was raised to help people, so I believe that took part. You just need to know a lot, but I know I can do it, so.
For students who stick with translation and interpretation through college, the benefits are more than just the satisfaction of helping out. Arizona is eager for new hires, and jobs as federal court interpreters can start at more than $60,000 a year. For new graduates, that's not a number easily lost in translation. For NPR News, I'm Laura Bellows in Tucson.